This is the Radio Realtors.
I sold the house.
This is a home. This is a place to live. This is a place to live.
Northern California's longest running show on real estate.
Real estate is not just buying and selling houses.
What are you, some kind of real estate agent? Real estate agent?
I love real estate.
I love real estate.
Ever since I laid eyes on that house, I wanted it.
The Radio Realtors.
I love every second of it.
Now, here's your host, Robert Lewis and Frank Crandall.
Let's go and sell some homes.
There goes a neighbor.
Welcome to the Radio Realtors, Northern California's number one real estate radio show. My name is Robert Lewis, your real estate professor.
And I'm Frank Crandall, your consigliere of real estate.
And we are thrilled that you are listening to the Radio Realtors today. And we've had some of our listeners that have reached out and said that they love our new and improved show here on AM 1380 The Answer and Money 105.5 FM. And yes, the name of the show has changed and my co-host has changed. It's Frank Crandall now. But the content and the goal of the show has remained the same. And because we're still helping our clients and listeners buy and sell homes each and every week.
That's right, Rob. And that's why it's worth repeating. The Radio Realtors are not just radio talk show hosts that talk about real estate, but extremely active realtors that help our listeners and clients every day.
And the Radio Realtors are still standing by our slogan, and that is real value, real people, real results. And we want to help you buy your next home or sell your home. So give us a call on our hotline number at 916-269-3337. That's 916-269-3337.
Or go to theradiorealtors.com. That's theradiorealtors.com. And you're in the right place if you're a potential home buyer, because we can help you get into your next home in as little as 10 days with the Radio Realtor Certified Home Buyer Program.
That's right. And if you're a potential home seller and you've been thinking about listing your home for sale, we have the best home sale strategy here at the Radio Realtors. We can help you get top dollar for your home. We can do it safely and effectively. And we do that with our Radio Realtors Platinum Home Selling Strategy. And that strategy will highlight your home on this very radio show. And it includes a virtual open house and a Matterport 3D virtual tour at no extra cost.
That's right. And we're going to cover some important topics for you, including
COVID schmovid, why the summer home buying season may be a scorcher, Frank.
Yeah. The second one is the Radio Realtors tips for buying a Florida vacation home.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. And we're also going to share a few brand new listings that you may want to see this weekend or this coming week.
So, if you'd like to connect with us at any time, you can call us or text us on the Radio Realtors hotline. And the text line number is 916-269-3337. That's 916-269-3337.
So, reach out to us right now at 916-269-3337. That's 916-269-3337 or online at theradiorealtors.com. That's theradiorealtors.com. So until last week, the prognosticators, somewhat like Punxsutawney Phil, the famous groundhog weatherman, and I know you've seen the movie Groundhog Day, right, Frank?
Oh, yes.
That's one of my favorites. But those prognosticators about real estate were saying that the forecast for the housing market was not good. In fact, the naysayers were expecting 6 more weeks or even 6 more months or more of bad real estate weather. And with the economy in a tailspin, many home sellers were uprooting their for sale signs, taking their homes off the market, and many potential home buyers were choosing just to shelter in place and just wait out COVID-19.
And Rob, in reality, it was like somebody pushed the pause button on what was supposed to be a busy spring home buying season.
Right, Frank. However, as economies are starting to reopen, we're seeing this now, we're thinking that the summer real estate market could be a lot hotter than many people were expecting, because for the first time in more than 60 days, mortgage applications for home purchases were up year over year, increasing nearly 9% as buyers have jumped back into the game and many have locked in record low mortgage rates.
And this is according to a weekly survey from the Mortgage Bankers Association that covers more than 75% of U.S. residential mortgage applications.
And what we're seeing is a larger upward spike than was anticipated. And as we spoke about at the beginning of the coronavirus coronavirus situation, Frank and I said our prediction was that we were going to see a delayed seasonal increase in home sales.
There really does seem to be a growing pool of potential home buyers who, due to COVID-19, weren't able to get out in the early part of the spring home buying season. And we're getting calls from people nearly every day now who want to become certified home buyers and get into that RWA status, ready, willing, and able to buy a home.
Right. And if you're ready to get into that RWA status, you need to give us a call right now on the Radio Realtors hotline. You may need to leave a message for us. You can also text us, but that number is 916-269-3337. That's 916-269-3337. Our team has told us that we have received calls just today from Terry in West Sacramento, Dave in Rancho Cordova, and Lisa in Fair Oaks. So once again, reach out to us. The Radio Realtors home buying strategy is the absolute best strategy available to get you into your next home.
That is really cool, Rob. We just got a text from Jessica in Elk Grove that wants information about getting pre-approved and becoming a Radio Realtor certified home buyer. So once again, our number is 916-269-3337. That's 916-269-3337 or online at theradiorealtors.com. That's theradiorealtors.com.
And you know, Frank, if we look at history, we normally see home sales really increase in March and April of every year. But due to COVID-19 this year and extensive job losses, many people chose to wait not only until they felt more secure with their income, but also until they could physically tour the homes they were considering in person.
Because of this, we feel that we're going to see a big wave of home sales this month and next month. And it's crazy what can happen in a week. But this wave, as the surfers say, could be the perfect wave.
Right, true. And the recovery may be because potential buyers are becoming more comfortable with the idea of beginning the home buying process as they've gotten used to taking, you know, the safety precautions and those measures such as wearing masks and keeping social distance.
Plus, more sellers are listing their homes now. Just in the last week, we've been getting calls from sellers who want to get either an in-person or a virtual Radio Realtors home valuation. So if you'd like to take advantage of that, like Dave in Folsom or Lisa in Carmichael, give us a call at 916-269-3337. That's 916-269-3337 or online at theradiorealtors.com. That's theradiorealtors.com.
And then there are those super low mortgage rates we've been talking about. They're hitting 3% and below for a 30-year fixed rate loan. And they're just incredible rates, but these are great for both buyers and sellers right now. And the low mortgage rates, without a doubt, are helping bring buyers back into the market.
And Rob, I think folks that are looking at buying a home right now are seeing real estate as a less unpredictable investment. And it seems that real estate might be viewed as a safe asset in the upcoming years.
Another interesting thing is home buyers are taking out larger mortgages again. The nationwide average loan was about $340,000 during the end of May. And that was up from a low of just about $315,000 at the same month last year.
Before COVID-19, purchase applications have been rising about 10% annually. Then they dropped in mid-March as the nation declared a state of emergency.
And mortgage applications hit their lowest point in early April when they were down by more than 35% year over year.
However, as time has passed and states have begun to reopen, more would-be homeowners have started submitting applications. Last week, applications were down just 1.5%.
Right. So wrapping this up, there are a couple things to note. Potential home sellers haven't come back as quickly to the market as buyers have.
And Rob, our buyers are still surprised by how competitive the market is. And that's why it is more important than ever to be a Radio Realtors certified home buyer. So reach out to us right now at 269-3337. That's 916-269-3337 or online at theradiorealtors.com. That's theradiorealtors.com.
And we'll be back after this. Robert Lewis here from the Radio Realtors, and if you're thinking about buying a home or refinancing, you need a lender you can trust. You know who we trust? Dave Hood from Nexa Mortgage. Even in these uncertain times, you need that pre-approval letter in hand, and with Dave, you'll be pleasantly surprised that even with COVID-19, how easy it is to get pre-approved and get the mortgage loan you need. Dave and his team at Nexa Mortgage are devoted to helping you get the right loan for your family, and he can almost do the entire process virtually. Dave and Nexa Mortgage are keeping up with tech-savvy buyers, and you can work with them online, on the phone, or even the old-fashioned way, face-to-face, once this is all behind us. For a quick response, you can call or text Dave at 916-548-8225. That's 916-548-8225, or online at DaveHoodLoans.com. That's DaveHoodLoans.com, DaveHoodLoans.com. NMLS ID number 1660690, Equal Housing Lender. If you're looking to repair your credit, there's no better company than Blue Water Credit. In fact, listen to this testimonial. Sean and Tracy say, thank you, thank you, thank you. Our three FICO scores raised 80 to 93 points in the first 3 months. And we went from not being able to purchase a home to currently shopping for a home on pre-approved credit. The services and care that Blue Water Credit provided has changed our outlook on life. That's a real testimonial, folks. And whether your credit only needs a quick fix or a total rebuild, Blue Water Credit can help you. Blue Water Credit will develop a unique strategy to repair your past, restore your present, and rebuild your future. Contact Blue Water Credit today for a free credit consultation at bluewatercredit.com. That's bluewatercredit.com. Good credit provides more options in life. Fix your credit today. Go to bluewatercredit.com. That's bluewatercredit.com. Hi, this is Robert Lewis.
And Frank Crandall from the Radio Realtors.
If you've been sheltering in place, you've probably had a lot of time to think.
And one of the things that you may have thought about is selling your home.
But the question is, where do you start?
Why not start with us, the Radio Realtors?
Let us do a free virtual value assessment of your home and show you how you can get the highest price for your home with the Radio Realtors Platinum Home Selling Strategy.
We have flexible commissions, and all of our listings include HD photography, a 3D virtual tour, showcasing your home on our radio show, and home staging if you need it.
The Radio Realtors, real value,
real people,
real results. Call us today at 916-269-3337. That's 916-269-3337. 916-269-3337. 916-269-3337.
Or go online at theradiorealtors.com.
That's theradiorealtors.com.
Theradiorealtors.com.
This is the Radio Realtors.
I sold the house.
This is a home. This is a place to live. This is a place to live.
Northern California's longest running show on real estate.
Real estate is not just buying and selling houses.
What are you, some kind of real estate agent? Real estate agent?
I love real estate.
I love real estate.
Ever since I laid eyes on that house, I wanted it.
The Radio Realtors.
I love every second.
Now, here's your host, Robert Lewis and Frank Crandall.
Let's go and sell some homes.
There goes a neighbor.
Welcome back to the Radio Realtors, Northern California's number one real estate radio show. I'm Robert Lewis.
And I'm Frank Crandall.
And we are just having a great time so far.
Yes,
we are talking about COVID schmovid because we are seeing some amazing things happening. And if you missed the beginning of our show, we kind of feel sorry for you because it was good stuff.
Good stuff.
You can, there's a couple ways that you can hear it again. And one way is downloading our podcast. And you can do that at either Spotify or iTunes right now. And all you got to do is search for The Radio Realtors with Robert Lewis and Frank Crandall. You can find us. And then you can download any of the episodes that we have on there. And I think we have over 20 now, which is fantastic. But
That's
we
great.
Just really got that going. So once again, before we dial down the rest of this topic here, if you're interested in becoming a certified Radio Realtor home buyer, we want you to give us a call or text us right now on our Radio Realtors hotline number. That number is 916-269-3337. That's 916-269-3337. And Frank, given the strength of this predicted recovery, I mean, we're really predicting an amazing recovery here. But the Radio Realtors, we believe actually that home prices are going to most likely rise about 4 to 6% during the remainder of this year. And what this means is that as the summer continues, we're probably going to see higher prices and potentially more folks competing for homes than homes for sale. So as you say, Frank, if you're a potential home buyer, you need to call us right now.
Right now.
Yeah, to become a Radio Realtor certified home buyer. That number is 916-269-3337. That's 916-269-3337. Or online at theradiorealtors.com. That's theradiorealtors.com.
In addition, if you've been thinking about selling your home and waiting for things to settle down with the coronavirus, if there ever was a time, now is it. Right, Rob?
That's spot on, Frank. In most areas, inventory is extremely low, and our listings that are coming on the market are going pending on average in 6 days. So if you're a potential home seller, why not employ the best home sale strategy available with the Radio Realtors? Our proven home strategy will help you get top dollar for your home, and we're going to do that safely and successfully.
Yep. We call our strategy the Radio Realtors Platinum Home Selling Strategy, and that strategy will highlight your home on this radio show, and it includes a virtual open house and a Matterport 3D virtual tour at no extra cost.
Yeah, so what we're really saying is it doesn't matter if you're a potential home buyer or you're a potential home seller. The Radio Realtors, we have proven strategies for both, and we will give you the advantage. So call us now, 916-269-3337. That's 916-269-3337.
Or online at theradiorealtors.com. That's theradiorealtors.com.
So rolling into this next topic is going to be fun, Frank. You know, many Northern Californians, we turn to Southern California for beaches, Disneyland, Hollywood, and more. And as Northern Californians, many of us have enjoyed, you know, Southern California beaches from Santa Barbara all the way down to the Mexican border. And a lot of us have even been to beaches in Hawaii as well.
But for some reason, one of the best kept secrets is just a 5-hour plane ride to the east.
That's right. Now, before we dive into that locale, though, for you, I'm sure a lot of people have probably thought about buying a vacation home in Southern California or maybe Hawaii, but due to it being extremely pricey, you may not have fulfilled that dream yet.
But let's face it, owning a vacation property is a fantastic way to have the luxuries, privacy, and convenience of a home away from home.
Yeah, but more and more vacation homeowners are seeing profit from choosing to rent their property to visitors as short-term vacation rentals when they're not in use.
And Rob, income from short-term rentals has the potential to balance and in the end recover the seemingly large initial investment of owning a vacation home.
Right. In fact, people who responded to a recent National Association of Realtors survey, it showed that over 50% of vacation home buyers purchased their vacation homes with the intent of renting it out to others.
And we've discovered that owning a vacation property for Northern Californians is becoming the new hot trend, especially in Central Florida.
Ah, there's the locale. So, and we're talking about the city of Kissimmee, Florida, located just minutes from Walt Disney World. This is the home to the largest inventory of short-term vacation rentals in the nation. And to help us navigate this uncharted waters here of buying a Florida vacation property, the Radio Realtors, we've joint ventured with a couple of Florida-based vacation home and short-term rental experts.
And Rob, with this information that we've just received, we want to help our listeners, because if you've ever considered a vacation home in Florida or anywhere for that matter, we can help. Or just maybe this Radio Realtor segment might intrigue you enough to consider a vacation home.
Right. So the first question that we had at the Radio Realtors about buying a vacation home in Florida is, what exactly is a short-term rental?
Rob, here's the answer. As opposed to a long-term leases that are usually 6 months or longer, short-term rentals vary in length and are designed to cater to tourists interested in an alternative to the standard hotel stay for their vacation.
Right, and renting out a property short-term allows you to rent to both tourists on holiday, staying anywhere from a single night to 2 weeks, as well as snowbirds who stay for upwards of 2 months and more.
And just in case you didn't know, a snowbird is a person who migrates from the colder northern parts of North America to the warmer southern locales like Florida, typically during the winter.
I always thought that snowbirds were actually birds. But since Orlando has beautiful weather year-round and is the number one tourist destination in the country, it doesn't suffer from any seasonality, which is amazing. So a majority of the short-term rentals in Orlando Orlando averaged like 7 to 14 days. Hmm.
So, Rob, the next question that we wanted to find the answer to was, after purchasing a vacation property appropriately zoned for short-term rentals, what is the next step for that new vacation homeowner?
Well, Frank, what we found out is once you purchase a property that is zoned for short-term rentals, the next step is to register for a business license and a tourism tax license from the county. And the law requires you to obtain these inexpensive legal documents because you will essentially be operating like a mini hotel or a VRBO.
So you certainly don't want to flake out on this important step, because if you fail to follow the rules, you could possibly pay a very big fine.
That's correct. So before we go to break, we are going to give you our audio open house number one. We're calling this one Sexy in Southland Park, and this is a 3-bedroom, 2-bathroom, over 1,700 square foot, single-story remodel in beautiful Southland Park Hills. And this updated home is 1 mile from the Sacramento River Parkway, and it features a bright open floor plan with sleek finishes and contemporary materials throughout the home. The home has a spacious gourmet kitchen with quartz countertops, white and gray shaker cabinets, stainless steel appliances, and a large walk-in pantry built to entertain. Amenities also include smooth walls, designer floors, custom cabinetry, a skylight, a cozy fireplace, and modern bathrooms. Sexy in Southland Park features a quarter-acre pool-sized lot, possible RV parking, and the perfect backyard to enjoy with friends and family under the mature shade trees. This home also has a finished garage, newer roof, and HVAC system. This home is priced at just $575,000 and has a clear pest report and a clear sewer scope report. And if you want to see this gorgeous home in this serene, pedestrian-friendly neighborhood, just text the word SEXY to 916-269-3337. That is the word SEXY to 916-269-3337. And we'll be back after this. Hey, this is Robert Lewis with the Radio Realtors, and if you've been thinking that right now may be the best time to buy a home or refinance, we recommend Jeff Compton from Guild Mortgage. Even with COVID-19, the mortgage process with Jeff can be stress-free and fast. He can have you pre-approved in minutes and still close your loan within 2 to 3 weeks. Call Jeff right now at 916-765-2900. That's 916-765-2900. Online at jeffcompton.com. That's jeffcompton.com. NMLS number 298997. Buying and selling a home can be stressful, but Hawkeye Home Inspections, they can reduce your stress by providing expert home inspections. If you're buying a home, Hawkeye will inspect it and give you a report that shows current and future problems. And if you're selling a home, Hawkeye will reveal anything that might get in the way of an easy transaction. So think of Hawkeye Home Inspections, your trusted home inspection company. Google Hawkeye Home Inspections. That's Hawkeye Home Inspections. Trust the hawk. Hi, this is Robert Lewis.
And Frank Crandall.
Hosts of the Radio Realtors radio show. And with COVID-19, many people have been asking us if it's still possible to get a mortgage pre-approval.
And if it's still possible to buy a home.
And the answer to both questions is yes.
In fact, even in the midst of the coronavirus,
we're still helping our clients safely buy homes every week.
With the Radio Realtors, you don't need perfect credit.
And we have down payment assistance programs that require little money out of your pocket. And even though we may be wearing masks, using Clorox wipes, and practicing social distancing,
our home buying strategy can still have you living in a new home in as little as 10 days. Call or text us right now at
916-269-3337.
Our services for home buyers are always free.
Call or text us now at 916-269-3337. 916-269-3337.
Or go to the Radio Realtors.
In real estate, it's all about location, location, location. And now you can locate Northern California's number one real estate radio show, The Radio Realtors, with Robert Lewis and Frank Crandall, right here on AM 1380, The Answer, every Saturday, 4 to 5 p.m. Robert and Frank are honest, entertaining, informative, and two of the hardest working guys in real estate. The Radio Realtors, Saturdays from 4 to 5 p.m. on AM 1380, The Answer. Answer. This is the Radio Realtors.
I sold the house.
This is a home. This is a place to live. This is a place to live.
Northern California's longest running show on real estate.
Real estate is not just buying and selling houses.
What are are you, some kind of real estate agent? Real estate agent?
I love real estate.
I love real estate.
Ever since I laid eyes on that house, I wanted it.
The Radio Realtors.
I love every second.
Now, here's your host, Robert Lewis and Frank Crandall.
Let's go and sell some homes.
There goes a neighbor.
Welcome back to the Radio Realtors, Northern California's number one real estate radio show. I'm Robert Lewis.
And I'm Frank Crandall.
And we are covering a great topic. And if you missed the first part, it is called the Radio Realtors Tips for Buying a Florida Vacation Home. And we're having so much fun with it. But if you did miss it, and we're just going to do a real quick recap, but go to our podcast. And the podcast, you can find it at the Radio Realtors with Robert Lewis and Frank Crandall on Spotify. And also on iTunes. And all you got to do is search for the name of the show and our names, and bam, you will find it. And you can download all the shows and listen to them as often as you'd like. Now, the first question that we had gotten from the Radio Realtors hotline about buying a vacation home in Florida is, what exactly is a short-term rental? And basically, as opposed to like a long-term lease that's usually 6 months or longer, these are catered towards tourists, and they last anywhere from maybe a week or a few days up to maybe a couple of months. Number two question that we had, and we wanted to find the answer to this one, was, after purchasing a vacation property appropriately zoned for short-term rentals, what is the next step for that new vacation homeowner? And that it was to register for a business license and a tourism tax license from the county. And we can tell you all about that later, but it gives you a great option to create income from this vacation home. So what is the next question that we receive, Frank?
Okay, when it comes to buying a Florida vacation home to use as a short-term rental, where can you and should you buy them?
Yeah, Frank, this is interesting because the Orlando Short-Term Rental Zones, or what they call the STR, it is split up between four central Florida counties. It's Polk, Osceola, Lake County, and Orange. And these counties come together in an area known as the Four Corners, and it centers around Disney World, and this is where a majority of the short-term rental zones or short-term rentals are located.
To begin with, let's explore Osceola and Polk counties.
All right, good idea. So in our research, the Radio Realtors found out that the most short-term rental homes are located in Polk and Osceola counties, just south of Disney World.
Right. Short-term rental properties in these areas vary from cozy condos and villas to single-family homes and elegant mansions.
Yeah, in Osceola, you'll find the luxurious resort communities of Reunion and Kissimmee, where many of the short-term rentals are found.
And Polk County is a little farther away from Disney, so there are less short-term rental properties to choose from, but still a healthy amount.
And you're also going to find quality short-term rentals in Davenport and Haines City.
Next, we're going to take a look at Orange County in Florida.
Yeah, and unfortunately, there are numerous restrictions on short-term rentals in Orange County, limiting you to only the International Drive and Lake Buena Vista areas.
And even though short-term rentals in these areas are restricted to condos and townhomes, these locations are about as close as you can get to the center of the action.
Yeah, in Orange County, Florida, vacation homeowners attract short-term renters who want easy access to all the attractions and entertainment that Orlando has to offer.
So, as a potential buyer, you'll want to look for hot properties in Lake Buena Vista, Blue Heron, Vista Key, and Florida's.
At Lake County, Florida is the next area we're going to look at. And even though Lake County is somewhat removed from the city, South Lake County's short-term rental properties are only about 15 minutes away from Disney.
And Lake County has a vast amount of space and some of the best outdoor recreation opportunities that can be found right outside your door. Plus, new home builders love this area due to it having less restrictions.
Now, not all communities in Orlando are zoned for short-term rentals, and not all rental agencies know how to navigate the process in order to get you the best deal. So if you really want to explore Central Florida for a vacation home, reach out to the Radio Realtors today, and we will put you in touch with one of our short-term rental experts in that area.
So give us a call, 916-269-3337. That's 916-269-3337, or online at theradiorealtors.com. That's theradiorealtors.com.
Now, we received a question from the Radio Realtors hotline number from Lori in Granite Bay, and her question is ideal for us to kind of wrap up this topic. Lori says she comes from a family of Disney fanatics, so the Orlando area is top of their list for a vacation property. And the question is, can the Radio Realtor share information on the Orlando area specifically?
And the answer, Lori, is yes, we can. In fact, there's definitely a slightly higher return on investment for properties that are situated closer to Disney.
Yeah, that's right, Frank. And Orlando is an expansive city, and it covers more than 110 square miles. And get this, a whopping 40 square miles are owned by Walt Disney World, which acquired the property like decades ago when Central Florida was virtually undeveloped.
And just to provide a bit of perspective, Disney World's property is the same size as the entire city of San Francisco. And because of the areas surrounding the theme parks remain fairly undeveloped, which does place vacation rental owners at a disadvantage.
Yeah, and that's because that even if your neighborhood borders Disney-owned land, it can still take upwards of an hour to reach the theme park gates.
But on the other hand, Disney Resorts have a significant advantage since guests can literally be at one of the several theme parks in a matter of minutes.
Yeah, so the closer your vacation home is to Disney World, the better. So let's quickly look at how to evaluate potential rental properties in the O-Town or Orlando area and how to decide which home and neighborhood are best if you're seeking out an Orlando vacation home. So we're going to look at which neighborhoods are closest to Disney World. And Disney's property is located in the southwest portion of Orlando, and portions of Disney's properties are bordered by other cities such as Kissimmee, and east of Disney is Orlando International Airport, while the land that's situated off to the west is largely undeveloped.
While there are some beautiful properties in the north of Disney, such as the famed Windermere area, which is home to many celebrities, these homes tend to fall into the most exclusive luxury home category.
And this area's home prices are in the millions, and many have highly restrictive rules and regulations in place. So these areas may not be top picks for anyone seeking to acquire a profitable vacation rental home.
And if you go for north and east, and you end up in more of the urban neighborhoods, which are less attractive due to the distance from Disney and the amount of time it would take to drive to the theme parks.
Right, and so there are a few neighborhoods situated just south of Disney World, and while property values and real estate prices in these neighborhoods tend to be a bit higher than average, most homeowners find that the higher volume of bookings and the ability to charge higher fees offsets those higher real estate costs. And before we go to break here, we're going to give you our audio open house number 2. Now, we're calling this one Nice in Newcastle. And are scenic views, privacy, and acreage part of your wish list? If they are, we invite you to tour Nice in Newcastle, and we can actually get you into this one anytime. Nice in Newcastle is situated on 5.7 acres with captivating views of the valley, and this single-level gated rustic brick exterior ranch-inspired property offers 3 bedrooms, 2 bathrooms, and nearly 1,800 square feet of living space. And the intimate pool area, native rolling hills, expansive lawn areas, and spacious deck truly enhance all that this property has to offer. And that's just the exterior. Also, I didn't actually mention, but it has a long asphalt driveway, and you come up to it, and it's really like your own ranch. It is amazing. I would call it Skyview Ranch if it was up to me, but it is a beautiful, beautiful ranch-style property. And once you're inside, you're going to cherish the modern farmhouse feel with high-end Tuscan laminate and custom Pentagon tile flooring, a gourmet kitchen with ample counter space, and refurbished dark walnut cabinets. And the living room showcases an armadillo beige brick fireplace, pastoral wood wall paneling, and hand-stained natural oak beams. And it feels like you should be like in a John Wayne movie or something like that when you're inside this home. You're going to enjoy the peace and serenity of this potential horse property in the hills of Newcastle. And this ranch-style home is away from the hustle and the bustle of the city life. And it's within 5 minutes of Highway 80. It is priced to sell at $679,000. It's your own ranch estate for $679,000. If you want to see Nice in Newcastle, text the word NICE right now to 916-269-3337. That is the word NICE to 916-269-3337. And we'll be back after this. Robert Lewis here from the Radio Realtors, and if you're thinking about buying a home or refinancing, you need a lender you can trust. You know who we trust? Dave Hood from Nexa Mortgage. Even in these uncertain times, you need that pre-approval letter in hand. And with Dave, you'll be pleasantly surprised that even with COVID-19, how easy it is to get pre-approved and get the mortgage loan you need. Dave and his team at Nexa Mortgage are devoted to helping you get the right loan for your family. And he can almost do the entire process virtually. Dave and Nexa Mortgage are keeping up with tech-savvy buyers, and you can work with them online, on the phone, or even the old-fashioned way, face-to-face, once this is all behind us. For a quick response, you can call or text Dave at 916-548-8225. That's 916-548-8225, or online at DaveHoodLoans.com. That's DaveHoodLoans.com, DaveHoodLoans.com. NMLS ID number 1660690, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Robert Lewis.
And Frank Crandall from the Radio Realtors.
If you've been sheltering in place, you've probably had a lot of time to think.
And one of the things that you may have thought about is selling your home.
But the question is, where do you start?
Why not start with us, the Radio Realtors?
Let us do a free virtual value assessment of your home and show you how you can get the highest price for your home with the Radio Realtors Platinum Home Selling Strategy.
We have flexible commissions, and all of our listings include HD photography, a 3D virtual tour, showcasing your home on our radio show, and home staging if you need it.
The Radio Realtors, real value,
real people,
real results. Call us today at 916-269-3337. That's 916-269-3337. 916-269-3337. 916-269-3337.
Or go online at theradiorealtors.com.
That's theradiorealtors.com.
Theradiorealtors.com.
If you're in real estate, we don't have to tell you that being an agent isn't always glamorous. Let's be honest. The life of a realtor can be tough physically, emotionally, and most of all, financially. What if there was a way to take control of your life and career without paying thousands of dollars to do so? What if there was a way to put together a rewarding retirement plan that most agents only dream about? At the Radio Realtors, one of our goals is helping other realtors create greater personal wealth by utilizing recent advances in technology. Let's get together for coffee and discuss how you can be part of history, like the Amazon or Netflix of real estate. Find out how we are making real estate fun again and profitable through multiple streams of income. There's a saying, if you want to leave your footprints on the sands of time, don't drag your feet. Whether you want to be a realtor, you have a few years in, or you're a veteran, don't drag your feet. Call us today, Robert and Frank at the Radio Realtors, 916-269-3337. That's 916-269-3337. 3337.
In real estate, it's all about location, location, location. And now you can locate Northern California's number one real estate radio show, The Radio Realtors with Robert Lewis and Frank Crandall. Saturday mornings at 9 a.m. and Sunday mornings at 11. Robert and Frank are entertaining, informative, and two of the hardest working guys in real estate. Call or text with your questions at 916-269-3337. 916-269-3337. The Radio Realtors on Money 105.5.
This is the Radio Realtors.
I sold a house.
This is a home. This is a place to live. This is a place to live.
Northern California's longest running show on real estate.
Real estate is not just buying and selling houses.
What are you, some kind of real estate agent? Real estate agent?
I love real estate.
I love real estate.
Ever since I laid eyes on that house, I wanted it.
The Radio Realtors.
I love every second.
Now, here's your host, Robert Lewis and Frank Crandall.
Let's go and sell some homes.
There goes a neighbor.
Welcome back to the Radio Realtors, Northern California's number one real estate radio show. I'm Robert Lewis.
And I'm Frank Crandall.
And we are coming down the home stretch, and we are talking about vacation homes and short-term rentals in beautiful Central Florida. And before we get to the tail end of this show, we're going to give you our audio open house number three. And we're calling this one Awesome in Arden. And this is a beautiful Garden of the Gods home. It has three bedrooms, two baths, and an open floor plan. You're going to love this open floor plan. The home is remodeled with updated amenities, including granite countertops in the kitchen and baths, energy-efficient dual-pane windows and ceiling fans. It has a huge backyard for great entertaining and room for a pool, a play structure, a garden, or you can let your imagination run wild. The location, too, is fantastic. It's close to excellent schools, public and private. Whole Foods Market, Bel Air, and Raley's Markets. Additional shopping and services include Starbucks, if you like that, Hallmark Store, popular restaurants, and takeout food. And don't miss this opportunity because this home is priced at just $419,000. And it's in the Arden area, Garden of the Gods. So if you're interested in awesome in Arden, text the word awesome to 916-269-3337. That is the word awesome to 916-269-3337. And as we come down to the end of the show, we're specifically focusing on vacation rental homes in the Orlando area, or what we call O-Town, right, Frank?
Right.
So let's talk about some of those neighborhoods.
Yeah, if you want to do some research, some of the closest neighborhoods to Disney are Windsor Hills.
And Formosa Gardens.
Indian Creek.
Hunter's Creek.
And Celebration.
And some of the closest and nicest neighborhoods, such as Celebration, are actually outside of Orlando. Celebration technically is in Kissimmee, but it's closer to the attractions than many Orlando neighborhoods.
And the same is true for Four Corners, which is home to the Windsor Hills neighborhood. So all in all, you should not limit your search to Orlando city limits, but rather the Orlando metro area.
Yeah, so what are some other factors you should consider when acquiring a Disney World vacation home? Well, we think that your home's location relative to the airport is a huge factor to consider. The neighborhoods we discussed are primarily south or southeast of Disney, which is ideal because they're also fairly close to the Orlando International Airport.
This is a huge draw amongst tourists. A majority of them will be arriving by air. Some of these neighborhoods are just 5 to 6 miles away from the airport, which can really help you improve your ROI.
Yeah, in fact, many of the neighborhoods we have talked about are closer to the airport and to certain Disney attractions than some of the actual Disney resorts, which is great. So when you have a few properties under consideration, you're going to want to map out their distance to various theme parks and other key landmarks like the airport.
You should also consider whether you're near one of the main roadways leading into Disney's property. Look for homes that have easy access to these streets.
So we got the Osceola Parkway and West Osceola Parkway.
World Drive, Epcot Center Drive, or Highway 536.
So there's West Aereo Bronson Memorial Highway, also known as Highway 92, and then there's International Drive. And you love that area, the International Drive area. Didn't you go there just not too long ago?
Yeah, last year. There is everything to do on an International Drive. If you're a foodie, they got tons of restaurants. Roy's Flaming Steak. They got Tommy Bahamas. They got B.B. King Jazz Place. Plus, they got Universal Studios. All the shopping to your heart's desire. What a vibe. It's an awesome place. And International is long. It's a long street. And that also leads you into Universal Studios.
Right. And it's not too far from Disneyland either.
Not at all.
Or Disney World.
Right.
So, and it sounds cool. I mean, I've actually never been to a Tommy Bahamas restaurant. I didn't even know those existed.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I love the clothes. I have Tommy Bahamas shirts. But see, Florida, for Californians, and especially Northern Californians who don't want to go to Disneyland and Anaheim and all that, which is great. But man, it doesn't cost too much for you to go to Florida. It's a short plane flight and there's affordable options there. I mean, we're talking, you might be able to get like a little condo or something for a couple hundred grand, or you can go up. Their average prices for some of these areas of Kissimmee are around $350,000, $450,000 for a nice little maybe three-bedroom, two-bath home that you can use as a short-term rental, and you have a place to go. And then you could be near International Drive, go to all those places. You could go to Disney World. You can go to Universal Studios. There's beaches and everything. And you might be able to get it where it's paid for, and it's almost like having a timeshare that's a better deal.
That's right. And remember, all you business owners out there, it can be a write-off for you because you have to have your annual once-a-year meeting. And what better place to be than in Florida? Plus, lest we forget, Rob, golf courses all over the place.
That's a stroke of genius right there.
Yeah, stroke of genius.
That's right.
Love it.
And then we also have North Old Lake Wilson Road, Funny Steed Road, and Disney's property is fairly close to Route 4. So a home situated north of Disney, but close to Route 4, would have fairly easy access to theme parks.
These homes tend to have a higher ROI than what you would see with a home located further from the highway because they're more desirable among Disney-bound tourists who are seeking convenience.
And ideally, you're going to want your guests to have an easy ride to Disney. There's nothing like just a grinding haul to get to Disney every day. So the fewer turns and the simpler the directions, the better.
You also want to consider not only the number of bedrooms, but the number of people you can sleep.
Yeah, in an area with some of the world's best resorts, vacation rentals tend to be most popular among larger families and larger groups that would have to reserve multiple hotel rooms, a pricey proposition when visiting Disney resorts. So choose a property that gives you a lot of flexibility here.
And when furnishing your vacation home, opt for bunk beds or trundle beds instead of twin beds, and choose a couch with a fold-out bed.
And if you have a room that you'd like to furnish as an office, arrange it so you can accommodate a futon or a portable cot that you can stow in a closet, because the more people you can sleep, the better.
Right, right. This will increase your ROI significantly, as you can accommodate a broader range of potential guests.
Lastly, a property manager can be essential for helping you maximize your Orlando vacation home's ROI.
So if you're ready to embark on the adventure of buying a vacation home that you can make a profitable short-term rental, give us a call today at 916-269-3337. That's 916-269-3337.
Yeah, and what we'll do is we'll pair you with the right mortgage lender and our team of agents and short-term rental experts, and we will help you every step of the way. So give us a call at 916-269-3337. That's 916-269-3337, or online at theradiorealtors.com. That's theradiorealtors.com. So before we end the show, we're going to give you audio open house number 4. We're calling this one Fabulous in Folsom, and this is a 4-bedroom, 2-bathroom, over 2,000 square foot beauty in the subdivision of Kentfield in Broadstone. And this is a rare find. It's a single-story home, and it's on a large lot. It has a 3-car garage. It's a great neighborhood, great family neighborhood. And when you enter the home, it has a formal living room, and you're going to go past the double-sided colonial brick fireplace to the family room and kitchen combination. And then you walk out to the beautifully landscaped private backyard with a covered patio for relaxing or entertaining. And you could do this in any weather. It has a beautiful lawn and garden area. And the kitchen has an island that overlooks the yard and the family room. The master bedroom has a huge walk-in closet and its own exit to a covered patio. The master bath features a great large soaking tub and a separate shower stall and a vanity with double sinks. This home is close to the Harris Arts Center, a beautiful gym, and Folsom's great schools. And like we said, this home is priced to sell at $599,000. You do not want to miss this one. We can even text you the 3D virtual tour, or we can get you in to tour this home immediately right now. Just text the word fabulous to 916-269-3337. That's the word fabulous to 916-269-3337. 916-269-3337.
Make it a great week, everybody.
Hey, this is Robert Lewis with the Radio Realtors, and if you've been thinking that right now may be the best time to buy a home or refinance, we recommend Jeff Compton from Guild Mortgage. Even with COVID-19, the mortgage process with Jeff can be stress-free and fast. He can have you pre-approved in minutes and still close your loan within 2 to 3 weeks. Call Jeff right now at 916-765-2900. That's 916-765-2900. Online at jeffcompton.com. That's jeffcompton.com. NMLS number 298997.
Hi, this is Robert Lewis.
And Frank Crandall from the Radio Realtors.
If you've been sheltering in place, you've probably had a lot of time to think.
And one of the things that you may have thought about is selling your home.
But the question is, where do you start?
Why not start with us, the Radio Realtors?
Let us do a free virtual value assessment of your home and show you how you can get the highest price for your home with the Radio Realtors Platinum Home Selling Strategy.
We have flexible commissions, and all of our listings include HD photography, a 3D virtual tour, showcasing your home on our radio show, and home staging if you need it.
The Radio Realtors, real value,
real people,
real results. Call us today at 916-269-3337. That's 916-269-3337. 916-269-3337. 916-269-3337.
Or go online at theradiorealtors.com.
That's theradiorealtors.com.
TheRadioRealtors.com.
If you're looking to repair your credit, there's no better company than Blue Water Credit.
In fact, listen to this testimonial. Sean and Tracy say, thank you, thank you, thank you. Our three FICO scores raised 80 to 93 points in the first 3 months. And we went from not being able to purchase a home to currently shopping for a home on pre-approved credit. The services and care that Blue Water Credit provided has changed our outlook on life. That's a real testimonial, folks. And whether your credit only needs a quick fix or a total rebuild, Blue Water Credit can help you. Blue Water Credit will develop a unique strategy to repair your past, restore your present, and rebuild your future. Contact Blue Water Credit today for a free credit consultation at bluewatercredit.com. That's bluewatercredit.com. Good credit provides more options in life. Fix your credit today. Go to bluewatercredit.com. That's bluewatercredit.com. Hi, this is Robert Lewis.
And Frank Crandall.
Hosts of the Radio Realtors radio show. And with COVID-19, many people have been asking us if it's still possible to get a mortgage pre-approval.
And if it's still possible to buy a home.
And the answer to both questions is yes.
In fact, even in the midst of the coronavirus,
we're still helping our clients safely buy homes every week.
With the Radio Realtors, you don't need perfect credit.
And we have down payment assistance programs that require little money out of your pocket. And even though we may be wearing masks, using Clorox wipes, and practicing social distancing,
our home buying strategy can still have you living in a new home in as little as 10 days. Call or text us right now at
916-269-3337.
Our services for home buyers are always free.
Call or text us now at 916-269-3337. 916-269-3337.
Or go to the Radio Realtors.
Buying and selling a home can be stressful, but Hawkeye Home Inspections, they can reduce your stress by providing expert home inspections. If you're buying a home, Hawkeye will inspect it and give you a report that shows current and future problems. And if you're selling a home, Hawkeye will reveal anything that might get in the way of an easy transaction. So think of Hawkeye Home Inspections, your trusted home inspection company. Google Hawkeye Home Inspections. That's Hawkeye Home Inspections. Trust the hawk. If you're in real estate, we don't have to tell you that being an agent isn't always glamorous. Let's be honest. The life of a realtor can be tough physically, emotionally, and most of all, financially. What if there was a way to take control of your life and career without paying thousands of dollars to do so? What if there was a way to put together a rewarding retirement plan that most agents only dream about? At the Radio Realtors, one of our goals is helping other realtors create greater personal wealth by utilizing recent advances in technology. Let's get together for coffee and discuss how you can be part of history, like the Amazon or Netflix of real estate. Find out how we are making real estate fun again and profitable through multiple streams of income. There's a saying, if you want to leave your footprints on the sands of time, don't drag your feet. Whether you want to be a realtor, you have a few years in, or you're a veteran, don't drag your feet. Call us today, Robert and Frank at the Radio Realtors, 916-269-3337. That's 916-269-3337. 3337.